Hey church, this is Paul, one of your pastors. Welcome back to the Disciple SBC podcast. I'm here today with Will. Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day outside, enjoying this opportunity to talk with you. We have Will joining us today because he is has been participating in our internship over this summer in the last 10 weeks. And we are recording this on Thursday, August 18th of 2022, which is the day before Will's last day as our intern. And so we thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk with Will to kind of review and think about some of the benefits and challenges of the internship, as well as for you, church, then to hear those things and to hear how the money that you've given has gone and been used for good purposes in the life of our brother Will. So let's begin, Will, just with a simple question. What were the hopes or expectations that you had for the internship as you came into it?
Yeah, particularly seeing how the pastors' lives operate on a daily basis and how the church operates as well, whether it be staff meetings, elders meetings, getting Taco Tuesday every Tuesday with other pastors, stuff like that. That was my goal.
Okay, yeah, so your hope was just really to learn, right? You came into it not necessarily with the strong desire to serve in kind of full-time vocational ministry, but you did have a desire to learn and see what ministry, particularly vocational ministry, look like. So as you think about that, did the internship meet your hope or expectations?
Yeah, I would say it exceeded my expectations. I didn't think that it was going to be as superficial as it was with all of the meetings, but I see that the meetings have purpose in the church. And sitting through them, I got to see the purpose and the purpose of them and how they help the church function on a week-to-week basis. And it's helped me learn a lot about how superficial things help the church operate.
Yeah. So as you say superficial things, can you maybe explain a little bit about what you mean by superficial?
Yeah, just sort of kind of cut and dry things. Like we start at this time and we end at this time, and we have an outline that we go over, and we have certain topics that we talk about, and all this kind of stuff that I hadn't really thought of or seen in another church before. So I thought it was very interesting and helpful.
Praise God. So thinking maybe about just how we kind of order and organize our meetings and in some senses the maybe feeling maybe over ordered, but that is for a good purpose and benefit. Well, praise God. What was for you the most challenging aspect of the internship?
The reading and the writing. It was supposed to be light reading, but to me it was not light reading. I had to read 5 books in 10 weeks and write essays on them, and the essays weren't bad. It was mostly just the reading that was the most time consuming. So I'd say that and the meetings.
Okay.
Sitting through a 3.5-hour elders meeting until 10:30, 11 o'clock is very exhausting.
Yes, it can be quite exhausting. If you didn't know, Will, as he said, had to read 5 books over the course of 10 weeks. Those books were The Pursuit of Holiness by J.C. Ryle, 9 Marks of a Healthy Church by Mark Dever, Going Public by Bobby Jameson, which is a book on baptism, The Path to Being a Pastor by Bobby Jameson, and then Gospel-Centered Youth Ministry by Cameron Cole. And over the course of those books, we were hoping to have conversations about what the church is, about Will's own holiness and his pursuit of Christ. And then how ministry, particularly whether it's pastoral ministry as a whole or maybe particularly youth ministry, how that fleshes itself out in a practical way. So out of those books, Will, what was your favorite book that you read?
Path to Being a Pastor.
Path to Being a Pastor. So Path to Being a Pastor by Bobby Jamieson. What was it about that book that...
It was, the first half of it was trying to figure out if you aspire to be an elder or not, and the path to becoming an elder biblically. And the second half is more so catered towards actual elders of the church and how to properly shepherd and lead and guide and teach the word.
Yeah, that's great. For those of you listening, if you are interested in considering, maybe you haven't thought about being a pastor before, or maybe you have thought about it, but you feel like it's overwhelming, this is a good book to start kind of thinking about what the path to being a pastor does look like. It's a book that I'd love to read with you. It's been, personally, out of those five, my favorite that we've read as well. I feel a hunger of consuming it as I've been reading it, even in these past few days. It's a wonderful look at what a godly Christian life looks like, particularly of those who are aspiring to be a pastor. Well, there weren't only challenges, right? I hope there were some joys in the midst of the internship. What were some of those joys?
Yeah, one of my favorite parts of it was doing VBS. VBS was a lot of the fun. I enjoyed setting up and helping the kids. And another joy is eating food as you take people out to kind of check up on them, whether it be members or non-members or pursuing members. You eat a lot of food, and that is definitely a joy. I love eating food. Another joy would be just being around the church. Just as a single 18-year-old, just seeing how the life of the church is, and how adults interact with each other, and how they talk to each other and disciple one another. That would be another joy.
That is wonderful. That's encouraging, brother, particularly here, your joy as we, the joy in spending time with the church. I pray that is a joy for each of us, that as we hear of your joy in spending time with the church, we're reminded of the joy that is there as we spend time with one another. Well, brother, as you expressed, right, that one of the joys was your spending time with the church. Do you think that you grew in love for God's church this summer? And if so, how?
I would say yes, particularly in the worship. I was never really a huge worshiper. I never really lifted my voice up very much. And under SBC's worship, and particularly sitting by myself in the pews, I felt more confident in my singing abilities, and I was able to lift my voice up. And another thing that I was encouraged by is I decided I was going to listen to hymns on the way to and from church to kind of prepare my heart for worship. And that definitely helps me a lot to kind of go from the chaos of the household to the car and being able to kind of take a deep breath and go head to church and listen and sing along to these hymns, and prepare myself to worship more fully.
Praise God. Yeah, that regular meeting of the body is certainly, right, the where that love can be fostered and grown as we sing and participate in singing, as we hear others sing around us, as we hear the word together. So it's great to hear how you found that to be encouraging and beneficial as you love the body of Christ. Well, brother, if there is someone listening to this and they were considering doing the pastoral internship, whether here or somewhere else, if you were going to give them a piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
Prepare to listen. It's a lot of listening and not very much talking, especially at elders' meetings. But there are times where it is appropriate to to give your input in, and they might take it well, they might not take it well. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't, but I would be prepared to listen with opening ears and not talk very much.
That's good. Yeah, I think that's wise advice. Be ready to listen. Not because, right, particularly the elders here, that we are all wise and all knowing in how we apply and teach God's word. But, yeah, as you listen, you can garner both good and bad, right? Things that you would do the same and things that you would do differently, and how each of those things then kind of works itself out in how you seek to do ministry to God's people, whether it's vocationally or just in the life of God's people. Well, brother, what comes next for you? How can our church be praying for you as this internship comes to an end? You are a member, right? We're committed to praying for you. But particularly as this internship comes to an end, what comes next for you, and how can we be praying for you?
Yeah, I have a plumbing apprenticeship coming up. And if you could just be prayerful that I would enjoy it, but not only that, that all of the process would go smoothly, and that I would be able to set up a long-lasting career that I enjoy.
That's great. Yeah, so you are pursuing here a plumbing apprenticeship. You are committed to doing that here starting in the next month, so we will be praying for that, brother, that the Lord uses that. You might see, church, that means that Will, at this point, doesn't see vocational ministry in his future. But you can be encouraged, because as hopefully you've gathered through this conversation, our brother has benefited greatly from the time and effort and money that has been put into this internship. So this was a worthy endeavor. It's been encouraging to see Will grow, to see him participate in the ministry of this church. And we look forward, Will, to seeing how the Lord might use you in the future. Well, church, have a wonderful week, and Lord willing, we will see you and worship with you.